It's been a long time coming, but we will soon have the first woman CEO of a Fortune 500 company based in Georgia. The company, Veritiv, was formed last July through a merger of Unisource and a division of International Paper. And the CEO of the company is Mary Lassinger. When the company is included on the Fortune 500 list, it likely will be in the number 300 range, thanks to its sales of about $9.3 billion a year. Up until now, women have not fared that well at the top of Georgia's corporate ladder. In two recent high-profile opportunities, women were passed over. At Home Depot, three internal candidates were being considered to succeed Frank Blake as the CEO. Carol Tomei had served as a company's chief financial officer dating back to the founders, and she had as good a shot as any. But the job ended up going to a colleague. The other lost opportunity was Newell Rubbermaid. Again, three internal candidates were being considered, including Penny McIntyre, who was running half of the business. That job ended up going to a director. According to Onboard, a group that tracks women in Georgia's boardrooms, there's much room for improvement. Only 10% of the top officers of Georgia's public companies are women, and only 11% of all directors on Georgia's corporate boards are women. So when Veritiv picked Atlanta as its headquarters over Cincinnati, Charlotte, and Dallas, Atlanta not only got a new Fortune 500 company, the greatest gift was having Mary Lassinger appear on the scene. Already, Lassinger serves on the board of the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and she is looking forward to putting down her roots in Atlanta and making sure that Veritiv becomes engaged. Lassinger will have ample opportunities to be a role model and set an example for other companies around the state. So welcome, Mary Lassinger. You are giving women in Georgia a reason to celebrate.